music, art, film, poverty relief. These are the elements that make up this year's Queen City Shout. I first learned about the festival when one of my bands played there years ago. I'm back this year with another band. Organizer Eddie Gamusio started the event about 12 years ago at the now-defunct Borders Bookstore. That name might sound familiar. Gamusio also hosts and produces KSMU's indie alternative music program, Beneath the Surface. And he plays the festival with his band, Eddie Gamusio and the Electrics.
Oh, it's as easy as being is one.
And I had this idea of, like, Queen City Shout, and I approached my GM about it and explained, hey, how about we bring some music in?
The festival ran for 6 years, but hit a speed bump when the Border Store closed. When Gamusio was ready to get the festival going again in 2017, Commercial Street was waiting for him with open arms.
C Street, with all the venue owners, it was pretty much from day one, like, let's do it. Yeah, sounds great.
This year's Shout will showcase 93 music acts, and the bulk of them are local.
With the name in itself, you know, the idea of Queen City Shout, total respect to Austin, total respect to Nashville, but we have such a deep, deep pool of talent here.
Lindbergh's Tavern, Moon City Pub, and the White River Brewing Company make up the backbone of venues, with White River boasting an acoustic patio stage and the main event stage in the back of the brewery. Q and Ateca will feature smaller acts like singer-songwriter performers and duos. New this year is the outdoor Do Good Lawn. Each of these venues has a different feel, letting the Shout feature something for everyone.
Moon City Pub is kind of, it's got that that sort of rustic rock and roll vibe to it. And Q and Ateca, I mean, the acoustics there for a songwriter or a duo, like, you don't need much of a PA. Like, it's like singing in church.
This year, the festival will host a gallery of local art in the Q space next to Q and Ateca. A film festival down the street at Big Mama's will feature works by local filmmakers.
I always had a vision of this as like our own little South by Southwest. And I don't mean that in the sense of like it's going to be this massive international week-long destination thing, but more from the sense of like a festival that is celebrating the arts for an extended period of time where it's like, this city is rich with it.
This year, 7 organizations will benefit from the festival's proceeds, Gamusio says.
OCAC, Community Partnership of the Ozarks, Great Circle, Victory Mission, The Kitchen, Harmony House, and Isabel's House. So either directly or in some way, those nonprofits work to support poverty relief.
I ask Gamusio to describe the vibe of the Shout.
Happy.
No, that's good.
That may be a little cheesy, but it's just, you know, people are having a good time. Community.
Those hoping to attend can buy one-day wristbands or 5-day passes online at queencityshout.com, at the event, or participating venues. For KSMU News, I'm Jess Belisle.